and thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of sittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. And he overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold to be places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made thereunto four pillars of sittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them four sockets of silver, and the five pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their chapiters and their fillets with gold, but their five sockets were of brass. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he made staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold, and a cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereunto a crown of gold round about. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the horns thereof on the four corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with brass. And of the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid the chapiters, and filleted them. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and so covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold, until he had finished all the house. Also the whole altar that was by the oracle he overlaid with gold. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold within and without. The two doors also were of olive tree, and he carved upon them carvings of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubims and upon the palm trees. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the best gold. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord, and from the pillars of which Hezekiah king of Judah had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the height was 120. And he overlaid it within with pure gold. And the greater house he sealed with fir tree, which he overlaid with fine gold, and set thereon palm trees and chains. He overlaid also the house, the beams, the posts, and the walls thereof, and the doors thereof with gold, and graved cherubims on the walls. And he made the most holy house, the length whereof was according to the breadth of the house, 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold, and he overlaid the upper chambers with gold. And in the most holy house he made 2 cherubims of image work, and overlaid them with gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors of them with brass. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires,
which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.